Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. We are very thankful and glad to be able to bring this radio program to you, and we very much appreciate you listening, and we hope that today and each day that we do this, we can say some things that might encourage you in your service to the Lord and to remain faithful to Him. That will certainly be my aim today and each day this week as we seek to bring a message to you from God's Word. I want to start this morning, and we'll spend some time throughout the week really talking about this particular subject, but I'm going to begin reading in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, and I'll read verses 3, 4, and 5. The scriptures say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now verse 4, "to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And if you noticed, as I was doing that reading, I focused a bit on the word inheritance that we find in verse number 4. And that's really what I want us to think about. I think probably most of us know what an inheritance is. I mean, generally, we think of it in an earthly or material way, as that's usually the way that we talk about an inheritance. We'll talk about someone who has inherited something, perhaps from a parent who has maybe passed on and left it for them. Perhaps it's land or a vehicle or some personal property or money, and we think about that in usually a very good way, in that it's something that has been left and passed on to someone after they have passed on. The scriptures speak a bit about inheritance, although in a different way. I want to read a couple of verses of scripture to you as we think about this point this morning. Colossians 3 and verse 24 says, "Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." And so when we think about our reward or our inheritance, if you will, for being faithful to the Lord throughout our life here, and that would be inheritance from Him. Let me spin this just slightly and read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm only going to read verse 9, but it says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" Well, let me ask you a question. If the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, then what will the righteous do? Well, clearly, through that verse, we can understand that if the unrighteous will not inherit it, then the righteous will indeed inherit the kingdom of God. And I don't know about you, but for me, that makes me want to ensure that I am indeed living a righteous life and being a righteous person so that I too might be able to inherit that kingdom of God. And the last verse this morning as we think about this particular topic around inheritance is Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. And I want to spend just a moment thinking about that with you. It says, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with all spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, joint heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we also may be glorified together." I hope that that verse brings you great comfort. But not only comfort, I also hope that it brings you great encouragement. For me, it's really hard to imagine being a joint heir with Christ. Try in your mind to picture where Christ is right now. He's seated at the right hand of God. And yet, this verse tells us, and also other verses as we think about our inheritance from God, that we can be children of God and that as children, we are joint heirs with Him. What an absolutely incredible statement the scripture makes there, and a promise that it makes to us that if we will remain faithful and serve Him faithfully, that we can have that reward and that inheritance. Almost brings chills down my spine to think about that. Let's close this morning. But I don't want to close without taking a moment to invite you to join us sometime for worship services at the Oakland Church of Christ. We'd love to have you. We're at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship. We gather again in the afternoon at 5 p.m. for worship, and on Wednesday nights at 7 for Bible study. We'd love to have you at each and every one of those services or any that you could make it. May God bless you.